Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to address the issue of the format of how we are going to work on this OEWG. My delegation is flexible. We could work in a hybrid format, although I see and understand that, of course, having this sort of discussions in person, it's much better and much more efficient way to do our job. But I have a question, Mr. Chair, to you. When we talk about in person, my understanding, it applies only for state delegates, member state experts, not for civil society presentations. Because if you think that we are going to have in this room panels and presentations from universities, private sector, in person during a full week in the morning, I think it's quite challenging and expensive. So my understanding of this proposal is that we are going to have in-person meetings among experts from member states, civil presentations and panels from civil society. Of course, if they can be here for to follow our discussions, it will be useful. But for instance, if there is one expert from another side of the world and he or she can make a presentation through a video conference or Skype or whatever platform, of course, we should not avoid the participation of that person. And that's just a clarification that I want to seek from you, Mr. Chair. On the issue of general exchange of views that was raised by the distinguished representative of the Russian Federation, I'm not taking a stand here, but when are we going to have this general exchange of views? Are we going to have it in the first session of the OEWG in May? Or are we going to have this general exchange of views in every session? That's what's important for my delegation to know when we are going this agenda item. So if we are going to concentrate it in our discussion in May or every session, there will be a moment where we should have this general exchange of views. Just a clarification for my delegation. Thank you.